Paul Metza is, a fairly well-loved man in the Our Power Radio Hour, airing here on the weekends here on AM 950. Paul is kind enough to join us here because he's doing something special here, a big fundraiser coming up here on Monday. Hey, Paul.
Hey, Matt. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, we're very excited. I'm doing two things since I moved into Northeast Minneapolis in 97. Myself and a fellow named Jeff Maritko used to own Mazelax. We started a yearly event called Holiday and Ice Cubes. It was a food and fundraiser for the Northeast Seniors Food Shelf. So 22 years later, we're continuing that at the Parkway Theater this Monday at 7. And it's also celebrating, we're also celebrating my 40th anniversary from my very first gig in town. So it's going to be really fun. I've got some of the best musicians in town. And it's funny, Matt, when I started this benefit for the Northeast Seniors Food Shelf in 97, I'd have no idea that one day I'd be eligible for it.
Well, you know, Paul, you come on down. As a matter of fact, it's interesting. One of the books I actually did an interview for, the brand new to you interviews we're going to do over the holidays, was Hijinks and Hearsay. They basically, they have a little chapter on the folk scene, and they have a very young picture of you in that book where they talk about that. Where was your first gig 40 years ago?
My very first gig was at the Skyway Lounge on between 7th and 8th on Hennepin. I saw an ad in the Minnesota Daily. It said they wanted a musician to play a Friday night's opening up for, the dancers, let's put it. They were the dancers.
The strippers.
And, yeah, they were strippers. So I did 7 to 9 with a guy named, the guy that ran it, really interesting guy. His name was Reggie Callahan. And Reggie owned the Uptown Bar in his later years, but he was a rock and roll promoter. And I like to think on his tombstone, it said, Reggie Callahan, here lies Reggie Callahan, who gave three acts their debuts in the Twin Cities. The Rolling Stones in 1964 at Reggie's Danceland, the Beatles in 65 at Met Stadium, and Paul Metza in 79 at the Skyway Lounge.
You know, Paul, I'm going to take a guess here. Comparing yourself to on the Beatles at Met Center, I'm going to guess the crowd waiting for the strippers weren't as excited to see you play as the crowd that was there to see the Beatles.
Well, you know, it's funny, Matt, because over the years, I've played over 6,000 gigs. And, you know, I mean, everywhere from the Guthrie Theater to the back of pickup trucks and biker bars. I mean, you name it. But years ago, there was a place called, I think it was called West 7th on West 7th in St. Paul. And they had had strippers for years. And all of a sudden, they decide, no, let's start having some folk music. And so I was the first guy to play there after the strippers left. And they had been there for years. There was only one problem, Matt. The owner forgot to tell the clientele that they were changing their entertainment priorities. But I lived through it. You know, I'm from the Iron Range. I can handle anything.
I can see the crowd coming on in there and saying, all right, I'll give this 5 minutes. We'll see where he goes from here.
Lots of guys in trench coats and hairy legs. That's all I remember.
You go ahead.
Well, I'm so honored to play at your father's memorial service at Lake Esquagamah this summer, and saw several of my old friends. But, I love your show, number one. You've got a great personality, you've got those Iron Range roots. But hearing the stories about your dad were phenomenal. Now, my friend Jack Pasternacki, who grew up around your family, told me a great story, speaking of the Beatles and the Stones. So they went... Now, what was your dad's first name again?
Charles.
Charles, yeah. So, Pasty is a long-time Rolling Stones fan. So he goes to see the Rolling Stones. I think it was at TCFC. And he runs into your dad, your dad's wife. And John Pasternak goes, Charles, I didn't know you liked the Rolling Stones. And your dad goes, oh, my God, I thought this was the Beatles. That is pure comedy gold.
No, my dad had a dry wit like that, and my mom, Lynn, she was the Rolling Stones fan. And as a matter of fact, she gave me this wonderful signed Rolling Stones poster by all the Bam Bammers, and I have that.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
And so, but my dad he liked the Stones, but he didn't love the Stones like my mom did. So he would go along with her because, I mean, it's the Rolling Stones. What are you going to do? You're not going to pass that up.
Yeah, and your dad was like late 80s by then, right?
Oh, yeah, we were up one year. We were up on the range. This is the greatest Christmas. Yeah, I got to tell you, I know how bad a band has to be sometimes. We were in Biwabik. We were over in Esquagama. And
you used to play in Biwabik at the Tumbleweed.
Well, you remember, you know, the sauna bar down there they used to have?
Oh, hell yeah. It was right across the street.
Yeah, we're at the sauna bar. We don't want to drive because it was brutally cold. And so we check out the paper, and they say you can get the Biwabik bus to go from that will come pick you up no matter where you are in the range and haul you in to the sauna bar in Biwabik on Christmas Eve night. So I said, why not? We get on the bus. The bus starts rolling. There's so many empty beer bottles on the bus. They're rolling back and forth in there. We get down there, and thankfully, we asked the driver, are you the one drinking? He goes, no, I'm sober. I was like, great. We get down into there. There was a hair metal band playing in that place. We were in the Biwabik sauna bar Christmas Eve with a hair metal band. That was about as surreal as it gets. But, musical tradition starts everywhere, doesn't it?
Well, really perfect peak Iron Range, really.
Oh, God. And the only thing that could be better is if I was on snowmobiles. We were on snowmobiles. That was about it. But now,
I got to tell you, I'm going to brag a little bit, and you're and the audience are going to be the first to know. I just went down to City Hall, and I received for the gig on Monday, December 23rd, Mayor Jacob Fry has designated it Paul Metza Day.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's wonderful.
Very honored by that.
Wow.
Very honored by that.
Well, thank you, Mr. Mayor. That's fantastic. And well-deserved. I mean, Paul, 40 years. You're clearly a wildly talented musician. You've written some great songs. You've got great albums out there. But you've always stayed true to your Minnesota roots. It was a privilege to have you at my father's memorial. And it's a privilege to have you here in town because you don't get such... We have such quality music in this town. You're part of that scene. And for us to have you for 40 years, it's just a blessing.
Well, and I came of age when I moved down in 78. My heroes were Dave Ray, John Kerner, Willie Murphy, and the rest, Leo Kottke, the guy that inspired me to get into the music business after I saw a show of his at the Guthrie Theater in 72. But what was so great about this scene, man, not only could you go and hear these guys on a weekly basis, I became friends with all of them. They were my mentors, and then I got to play with all of them. And then I watched, I grew up in South Minneapolis. I watched The Replacements and Husker Du and Soul Asylum come of age. And, you could go to the West Bank, you go to First Avenue. There were so many places 7 nights a week to see music. I was like a kid in a candy store.
Mm-hmm. Seven Corners, yeah. And, oh, gosh, there's a lot of places.
Caboose, yeah. Yeah, you name it.
I want to ask you, so once again, this is a fundraiser on Monday night. This is at the Parkway, Holiday on Ice Cubes, the 40th anniversary of Paul Metza's first gig here in town. It's Paul Metza Day on Monday, for goodness sakes. Obviously, we want to celebrate that. What is your favorite Christmas song to play and sing?
Well, number one, it's a partial fundraiser. So if you come, just pay for a ticket. We're going to take $2 off every ticket. If you bring a bag of a non-perishable food items, you get $5 off at the door. And so, but I think we're going to do really well for the Northeast seniors. Well, have you heard that tune of mine that I wrote? I had a similar experience on Christmas Eve at Molly's Bar in Superior, and I got a call. And I think it was the 35th anniversary of Southdale. They called me up and said, hey, we're looking for one more original song for this CD. And I said, this is Southdale? And I go, yeah, and I'm kind of blowing it off. I go, come on, I'm Woody Guthrie. What are you asking me to do for Southdale? And I said, by the way, what is it paying? They go, $2,500. I said, I think I've got one around here somewhere.
Oh,
so
sure.
I wrote this tune overnight because it had to be done the next day at noon, called Christmas at Molly's. You can get it on YouTube. I also got if people go to paulmetza.com, they can find it on there, and find out info about the show and hear other of my music and see videos.
Christmas at Molly's. When we end this interview, we're going to play you out with Christmas at Molly's. It's on YouTube. And once again, we'll put a link to that as well on the social media pages. But I want to remind once again, Paul Metza, Holiday on Ice Cube's 40th anniversary of Paul's playing in town on Paul Metza Day, Monday, December 23rd at the Parkway. Once again, $2 come off each ticket to go help out. This is the Northeast Food Shelf, right?
Yep.
All right.
And Northeast Seniors.
Northeast Seniors Food Shelf. And, yep. then also make sure if you can drop off a bag of food, please do. It is a very good thing to do. Paul, Merry Christmas, my friend.
Thank you, Matt. And you've got balls bigger than New Mexico, brother. Keep it up.
And happy holidays to you, too.
Okay, man. Have a great holiday. Say hi to your mom for me.
You got it. Paul Metza joining us right now, and you can listen to him on the weekends right here on AM 950. Eric, let's go ahead. Let's play this. Christmas with Molly's. It's Paul Metza.
December is a stranger. I walk like I just lost the keys to this city. As a sailor, I've sent postcards round the world, but the picture tonight wasn't pretty. I walked in the shadows of haunted hotels like a miner trapped in a cavern. Well, I looked to the east and a star had shone down, and it led me right to Molly's Tavern. So I followed the footprints made in the snow by Salvation Army musicians. I got in line and I stood right behind a tap dancer and two blind magicians. You would have thought I had been there before as Molly stood there to greet me. 80 years old with a gleam in her eye, said you're expected and proceeded to see me. Come all ye low-down arounders, lift up your low-down ways. Pass the malt and the mistletoe, it's almost Christmas Day. Walked around in the harp player asked if I would like to request a selection. I smiled and I asked for God bless the child, and for him I took up a collection. I spotted a man with a white beard and red, from a distance looked just like Kris Kringle. As he went to the roof, oh, I thought I heard hoofs, and I swear I heard sleigh bells a jingle. We waltzed on a dance floor made out of glass. Between dances we sang Christmas carols. Then we lit candles, had a moment of silence. The bartender read F. Scott Fitzgerald. Molly said first we must give to receive. We put our trinkets into a kitty. In went my compass and my grandfather's watch, and I pulled out the key to the city. Come on,